This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us here on the show is a former All-Pro offensive lineman, a guy that's always been a really interesting conversation for a long time for us here on the DA show. Kyle Turley joining us this morning on the program. Kyle, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Sorry I'm not in there with you. I was heading that way, but I'm a Bentley. I apologize. It's crazy down here in New York.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I appreciate you dropping on by either way and doing it over the phone. And, you know, you were part of the Rams organization, and you were an offensive lineman there. And this Rams offensive line, they've been really problematic this season. And the Rams offense just does not look the same. Jared Goff throwing for 78 yards on Sunday. How much of the Rams' problems on offense have to do in the trenches on the offensive line, you think?
Well, they've lost a few guys. You know, they lost guys in free agency that helped them get to the Super Bowl, help protect Jared Goff. You know, so they have a few new guys in there, certain positions, interior. You got your stalwart there in Whitworth, and he's doing a great job. He's always going to do a great job for you. Every now and then it's going to look ugly, but you know, and you've got to start relying. I mean, you only have 78 yards. It's a lot bigger than your offensive line.
So last night, the big takeaway from the game is the officiating. Everybody wants to talk about how the officials screwed up the game and the multiple foul calls on Trey Flowers for hands to the face when it looked like he did not have them at the face, but maybe the shoulder pads of the neck area as well. Having played in the trenches before, having been on that offensive line, what did you see when you saw the officials throw those two flags?
You forget I played for the Saints, so last year it was just like, whatever. You know, that's
yeah.
And unfortunately, they just don't replay it enough to know, and don't give guys credit enough to know. You know, I mean, even on the hit we saw last night, where a guy's clearly going for the ball, and now they've dinged him for a 15-yard, or probably might have kicked him out of the game. You know, I mean, he's not going helmet-to-helmet contact. He's going for an interception. You know, this is a game of football, and a game of inches and milliseconds, millimeters, however you want to articulate that. Things happen in an instant. Easy to say things when you just saw it, and then in a slow motion replay. But in real time, unfortunately, these officials and the people up in the booths, I mean, if I'm sitting on my couch and you're sitting on your couch and you can call it, they should be able to call it. Unfortunately, we go back to conspiracies on those conversations. In the NFL, this is entertainment business, and they're going to do what they want.
Kyle Turley joining us this morning on the show. Do you believe in conspiracies? Do you think the officials have it out for certain teams?
Let's just say I've seen behind the curtain. I know a few things. And then otherwise, what we're about to talk about. I mean, I've seen this conversation as far as conspiracies go from every level now. And into this whole conversation, like a segue into with cannabis, it's very real.
All right, I'm going to let you have plenty of time to talk about cannabis, no doubt about it. I want to get to that. But if you say, I've seen behind the curtain, I've seen some things, you can't leave us on that. What have you seen, or what leads you to believe that there could be shady dealings behind the curtain?
I can just say that I know these things. I know them as fact. I know them that I've seen a plan for the New Orleans, or not the New Orleans. I've seen a business plan and a stadium plot plan and everything for the San Antonio Saints. And let's just say that some things happened there. And, a lot of other things happened in, around the NFL and around sports leagues in general. You know, people can go out there and just look up, the history of what sports is and who's won things and why and how do certain people stay on top. You know, the only true champion out there is the New England Patriots, period.
The only true champion. Now, some would say that they have tainted championships. You don't believe that?
Not at all. I mean, there are certain ways that they got him in there. I guess to go back to the beginning with the Raiders and, you know, the whole thing with Brady throwing the ball or not throwing the ball and Woodson knocking it out, whatever. You can go back to all those things and say they got in there. But once they got in, believe me, they've been trying their hardest to get him out.
So there's so many different ways we could go here. So you got you got Spygate, you got Deflategate, and in your mind, that does not discredit the championships for the Patriots. In your mind, they're the true champion.
In my mind, they are. I mean, they've ridden over all these people that are out trying to knock against them. They don't want those guys in the Super Bowl every year. Unless that's a whole other conspiracy that the Patriots ironically are, and the world discussion that we're in with everything. You know, why is it the red, white, and blue Patriots are in the Super Bowl every year and winning championships? But I just see through the eyes of someone who's been there that they're trying pretty hard to not let those guys get back there every year. Unfortunately, they got a coach there, Bill Belichick, that knows what he's doing, and you know, they've crafted enough protections around these quarterbacks now that you got a guy that can stay healthy that long, and Tom Brady.
Kyle Turley is our guest this morning on the show. A final question about this conspiracy theory. Did you feel this way when you were playing or once you got out of the game?
Of course, when you're playing, you see things even closer and clearer. So, you know, you question a bunch of things, you know, that didn't have answers. You know, and then you get behind there and you see what's going on and, hey, it is what it is. Entertainment, right?
Okay, fair enough. Kyle Turley is our guest this morning here on the show. So you are an
advocate. I leave my door open for some type of job down the road here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So you have been a longtime advocate for cannabis use for the dealings with the health issues of football players. And it seems to me to be a far safer road and path than the opioids and all the types of pain-killing medication that they have prescribed for years for athletes. How close are we, do you think, to the NFL and other leagues adopting cannabis as a legal way to deal with pain?
Well, you know, we'll see. That's a whole conspiracy around that and why that's even the case. You know, why are we even just testing for marijuana? So once a year, one-time test for most players, unless you wind up in the program, where you're, you know, drug tested randomly at any time. Cannabis is, marijuana has just been this thing where, for whatever reason, people want to hang on to it, you know. And at the end of the day, when we look into the science of it, actually, now that all of these people are having these amazing experiences that people can't believe, getting off of all these pills, et cetera. I mean, I've not been on one pharmaceutical, not one, in over 5 years. And I had real issues. Vertigo constantly, migraine headaches constantly, impulse rage, all these other things that you know about with CTE, what we talked about here. And over the last 5 years since being able to get off of those pills and onto a strict cannabis regimen, it's undeniable. I mean, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm out here saying these things. I flew across the country to New York to speak at this convention and conference here today on this issue, because this is not about cannabis. This is not about marijuana. This is about why does it work. And the truth and the science behind that is that it matches our genetic profile. And every human on Earth has a level of THC. If they would lower the THC scanner for drug testing to 10 nanograms, every person in the world would test positive for marijuana. So we must understand why this is. It's about your cannabinoid system, and it's in the center of your brain, and recognized around the world as the number one regulatory system in the human body. So I'm a guy who didn't get a degree from San Diego State, was an art major, for that matter, and played football. So why do I know more? Why do I know these things? I'm out here saying these truths that NFL doctors should be saying. You know, this is a question to Dr. Alan Fils, who is a neurosurgeon and the only neuroprotective substance on the planet that has been patented is cannabis by the U.S. government.
Kyle Turley joining us this morning on the show, played in the NFL for 8 seasons, has been very outspoken about this cause for a while, which is a really interesting case study. And you can check out more information by going to neuroxpf.com. That's Extreme Performance Fuel, neuroxpf.com. And Kyle's story is up there, man. I wish we could catch up in person when we have these conversations. It's always fun, but it's great to have you on the phone anyway, man. Enjoy your time in New York, and I appreciate you jumping in.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate your time.
You got it. Kyle Turley, our guest this morning on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.